September 21, God is a person. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews 11:3. The whole of the natural world bears testimony of the works of the living God. Nature is our lesson book, given to us by God, the Creator of all things. These things of nature are not to be called God. They are the expression of God's character, but they are not God. By the things of His creation we may understand God and His love, His power, and His glory, but there is a great danger of men worshiping nature as God. The artistic skill of human beings reproduces very fine samples of beautiful workmanship, revealing things which delight the eye, and these things give us something of the idea of the designer. But the thing made is not the man. It is not the work that is to be exalted, but the man who designed the thing so much prized. So it is with nature. The Lord's power is constantly revealed as a miracle-working power that the human family may see an infinity above and beyond the things made, that they may know that He who forms such a being as man has also created all the beauties of the natural world. There are many issues in our world today in regard to the Creator not being a personal God. God is a being, and man was made in His image. After God created man in His image, the form was perfect in all its arrangements, but it had no vitality. Then a personal, self-existing God breathed into that form the breath of life, and man became a living, breathing, intelligent being. All parts of the human machinery were put in motion. The heart, the arteries, the veins, the tongue, the hands, the feet, the perceptions of the mind, the senses, were placed under physical law. It was then that man became a living soul. Through Jesus Christ, God, not a perfume, not something intangible, but a personal God, created man and endowed him with intelligence and power. The Lord is a living, personal God. A living, personal Savior came to our world to make of none effect the specious twistings and serpentine turnings of Satan. Manuscript 117, September 21, 1898. A personal God.